Greetings, friends, and welcome to the Beach Church Podcast. This is the podcast for Sunday, June 4th, the year of our Lord, 2023. And today is Trinity Sunday, and we celebrate this wonderful mystery that is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We'll do so in word and song and silence. But we begin with thanksgiving, taking in the breath of life, with each breath celebrating the gift of life itself. And as you do so, I pray that you'll also turn your face toward the heavens, call to mind the things that are good and pure, true, worthy, and lovely, the people, places, things that light you up inside, that fill you with a sense of gratitude and hope and peace and love and joy. And in this spirit, in this posture, let us begin together in worship. Please join with me in the opening prayer as printed in the bulletin. You can find that bulletin just below where you found today's podcast. You click on that tab and it will open up for you. Let's join together. The words God speaks are the life and sustenance of all that exists. The life Jesus gives is the recreation and renewed birth of all that is broken and worn. The Spirit's stirring in our souls is the inspiration for creativity, compassion, joy, and community. Life-giving, life-restoring, life-fulfilling God, may our whole lives be worship. In all things, may we seek to connect with and to reflect your love and your hope. Amen. Today we have two readings from Scripture, the first coming from 2 Corinthians 13, chapter 13, verses 11 through 13, and the second from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 16 through 20. From 2 Corinthians. Finally, brothers and sisters, farewell. Put things in order. Listen to my appeal. Agree with one another, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. And from Matthew's Gospel, the 28th chapter, verses 16 through 20. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." This is the word of God for the people of God. And we give thanks to God for it. Would you join me, please, in a spirit of prayer? Gracious and merciful God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we gather today to celebrate the truth, the presence, the mystery of you, O God, God with us. So we pray that you'd open our minds, that we could fully receive the gift of your word alive among us. Meet us here, we pray. Help us to hear the word that you have for each and every one of us. Save us from distraction, discouragement, and misinterpretation. We ask this in your holy name and say, Amen. Trinity Sunday, Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I stand here in the sanctuary at the Beach Church. It is a beautiful morning, and the summer season has begun. Now that we're in June, the beach is buzzing with traffic. And from where I stand, there's this little area called Baby Beach. It's Santa Rosa Sound. It's just off the church. And I can see the umbrellas and the moms and dads and the kids and people going out to enjoy a day on the calm water of Santa Rosa Sound. And if I turn 180 degrees and look out the window of the sanctuary, I can just see the Gulf of Mexico. It's beautiful. I'm in here in this sanctuary, this house of God, talking to myself. I mean, I'm talking to myself right now in the moment, but I'm imagining you listening to me talking, which kind of puts me in a sense of solidarity with Paul as he writes his letters. Paul's, I don't know who's keeping him company as he writes many of these letters from prison. But he has these people in mind, people he knows and loves. A church he believes in, and he's inspired to write them because he believes his words will have power and effect and authority. He's present with them in these words. Someone counseled me this week that the best thing that a preacher could do on Trinity Sunday is not to try to jump in and lay out an airtight theology, a systematic theology of the Trinity. But rather than do that, that when we talk about God among us, it becomes Trinitarian. And I've been thinking about that this morning, trying to think. It was a guy by the name of Matt Skinner that said that. He's a professor of New Testament at Luther Seminary. And thinking about what Professor Skinner had to say as I stand here watching the world kind of go by, as I talk to myself in a sanctuary and I consider all the work of the week and the people I want to communicate with, certainly including all of you, that the word of God We hang in on it and we hope for it. And I pray that a couple of phrases and syllables, at least one or two words, will hang and maybe be rich and drip with the truth of God. And those will be the ones that you take to your heart. Paul says this to this church that's just struggling to keep itself together, so filled with distraction and fighting and different ideas of how things ought to be done administratively, which doctrines are to be to follow to the letter and different interpretations, that not much has changed. He says to them, the church he intends to write to, he didn't have us in mind, but we're blessed by Paul anyway when Paul says, finally, brothers and sisters, farewell. Put things in order. Listen to my appeal. Agree with one another. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. Church in Corinth, church on Pensacola Beach, church wherever you are, the truths and the love and the sustaining grace of God always present, and the challenges of what it means to be human, always present. But the word of the Lord endures forever. Paul was inspired by words. Paul was certainly inspired by an encounter with the risen Christ on the road to Damascus. But he came to know the truth of God through the stories, through the words. Matthew thought it important to write down what had happened, to put it into words, so that future generations would know what happened at that time and place. He comes to the end of his telling of the story of Jesus. He tells the story of the resurrection. He tells the story of the two Marys heading to the tomb after Jesus' crucifixion and burial in a borrowed tomb with a stone rolled in front of it. And as they approach the tomb in the morning of the first day of the week, there's a great earthquake. And the stone rolls away, and an angel sits on the tomb and begins by telling them, "Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. You've come seeking Jesus. He's not here. He's gone ahead. He's risen from the grave, just like he said he would. So you go home and you tell the others." And they do just as the angel instructs them. On the way home, they confront the risen Christ, and they fall at his feet. And he says again, "Fear not. Go and tell the others. I'll meet them in Galilee." And so we have today's text. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they, like the two women, worshipped him. But some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I'm with you always to the end of the age." I speak first to my baptized friends. Those of you who are listening who have been baptized in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. If you need some help, I wonder if this story is true. If you need a little encouragement, know that the reason you were baptized in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit is because Jesus said to his first students, his apostles and disciples, he said, Go therefore and make all nations, make disciples of all nations. We live into that legacy. The spirit of truth that was alive in those words that inspired Matthew to capture them and hand them down is the reason you were baptized. Because God's present in the telling and in the retelling of our story, that God is with us. I stand here again in this beautiful sanctuary and I look out. And I could break open Genesis chapter 1 or the beginning of John's gospel, and I could see in the beginning when God created the heavens and the earth, he made a place like Pensacola Beach. He made a place like your backyard. He made a place that would eventually become your favorite room in your house. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And through all him, all things were created. Not one thing that was created. It all came from him. And then this Word became flesh and dwelled among us. The love of God overflowed from heaven and walked among us. And fed us and taught us, healed us and encouraged us and showed us how to love one another, how to fully express the love of God, showed them what it meant to be freed by the laws of God, that it looked exactly like the 3 years that the disciples spent learning, walking around, listening to the teaching and the preaching, participating in the healing and the liberation. I believe in God the Father, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who walks among us, teaches us and heals us, gives us this word that we inherit, that I take into my heart and speak into a microphone that comes through a pair of headphones or a speaker on a little device at your house that you take into your heart. And I pray that God filters out the stuff that I get wrong or leads you in the wrong path and says, here, this word, my friend, this one's just for you. Take it to your heart. Allow it to change you and bring you into relationship with me. And in that moment, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Church, the communion of saints and the forgiveness of sins. I believe in the resurrection. I believe in a life that never ends. I believe, because as I stand here in an empty sanctuary space, I know that God is with me and with us. I can see it in the created order. I can see it in the words of Holy Scripture that are in front of me. I can feel it in my heart when I speak to you. I have someone who's very, very close to me who's physically hurting right now. Her name's Nancy. She's my mother-in-law. And actually, last week, right before she and her husband, Bob, were going to listen to the podcast, she fell and broke her hip. It's a lousy way to spend a Sunday morning. But by the miracle of modern medicine, she got herself to a good hospital where there are good doctors. And we have the ability now, if you break a hip, they can put in a new one. So she's been through the hard work of getting the new hip put in. But if you know anyone who's had that done, the healing is hard. And there's pain and it takes work and the disorientation and the hurt of falling and going through the medical system in that process. It's hard. And so I pray for her. And I pray for everyone like her. Anyone that you love right now, I hold them up in prayer, knowing that they have a healing road ahead of them. But I pray that they through you, through your kind prayers and healing touch, that somewhere in their spirit they could hear these words, arise and walk. Not that it's easy. Not that it happens with the snap of the fingers. Arise and walk. Know that I am God, even in your pain, even in the midst of the challenge that is in front of you right now. You have strength that you are unaware of, but I'll reveal it to you. And so for Nancy and for all of the people in the world who are in that position, pay attention for the angels. You might think the physical therapist is there just to beat you up. But maybe, just maybe, those are the healing hands of Jesus Christ. There, so that you could hear and respond to the command, arise and walk. I have plans for you. I have hope and a future for you. It might help if this the notion of this three-person God, we sometimes say to ourselves, like, how could I have done that? Or we might review a situation where maybe we messed something up, or we review something and maybe, man, did I crush that? We speak of ourselves as if we were somebody else. Anytime that we engage in that, sometimes I have a discipline of looking at myself in the mirror, trying to lift myself up or name a challenge. And I talk to myself, kind of like I'm talking to myself now. And just because I talk to myself, I think of, why did I say that? Or I could do this differently next time. I don't become two people. I'm still one person. This God who loves so greatly creates the human order in this good world, loves it so much that that love spills out in the person of this Jesus, the living, breathing, perfect expression of God's love, who wants nothing more than to radiate that love back to the source from which it came. And in this loop of love and adoration, outpours another expression, the Holy Spirit, our help, our ability to participate in this love between God the Father and God the Son, our strength. Our ability gives us the strength, the gift, the ability to hear, arise and walk. Gives us hope and peace and love and joy. So that we could hear Paul's words, stop the fighting. That's distraction. That is not of God. Turn to Jesus. Remember that miracle-working, scripture-breathing, encouraging, correcting Son of the Most High God. Yeah, it is. It's profoundly big and true and mind-blowing, but it should never be boring. If it's boring, then turn it off. And if I'm boring, turn me off. And find the areas in your life where you know it's unmistakable, it's a peace that passes understanding, a joy that passes understanding, a hope that passes understanding, and a love that is eternal and present with you always, that will inspire you, no matter your circumstances, to hear the gentle, encouraging voice of God who says, I see you right where you are, as you are. It is a holy communion with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, who calls us. He says, come, arise and walk. I am with you. It's wonderfully good news, to which I say, amen. Join with me in a spirit of prayer. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this opportunity to deeply consider how it is you are with us, what it really means, how it changes us, heals us. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on us. In the midst of our sin, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Open our eyes so that we could see you. Open our ears so that we might hear you. Open our hands so that we might receive you. Turn down our egos. Soften our hearts. Help us to see the world around us the way you see it. Help us to love one another the way you love us. God, thank you for this day. Thank you for the gifts of life and love for our communities, our church, our families. For every good and perfect gift of God, we give you thanks. And we come in this moment with a variety of joys and concerns, and we pray. We pray for our friends and families. We pray for this good world. We pray for healing, for everyone recuperating and rehabilitating. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And there are those things, God, those prayers that we keep close to our hearts. We write them down, but sometimes it feels like we ought not to speak them. So we make a quiet place to share these petitions with you, these celebrations and these concerns. Come beside us, we pray. Abide with us as we offer you the prayer lists of our hearts. We break our silence. We thank you, God, for the gifts of peace and quiet. We celebrate your word alive among us. We celebrate a prayer. And as we consider it, we realize you're in every word. We thank you for the saints and the unnamed faithful who have preserved our holy scriptures and traditions for us. And so we ask, hear us, O God, as we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Friends, as we move on from this moment together, I will leave you with the words of the Apostle Paul. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. Go in peace. Amen. Thank you.